Today's reading is taken from John chapter 16. It can be found on page 1084 of your Bibles and 1678 in large print. It's on the screen behind me and in your notice sheet. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he's offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said that the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me. Some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean, in a little while you will see me no more? And then after a little while you will see me." And because I am going to the Father, they kept asking, "What does he mean by a little while? I don't understand what he's saying." Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? I tell you the truth. You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of the joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief. But I will see you again and you will rejoice. And no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. I am not saying I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." Then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." "You believe at last," Jesus answered, "but a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, speak to us today. We go from this place desiring to serve you from knowing your presence. Amen. Right, I'm going to do a shorter sermon today, so you may have looked at that reading and thought, oh my goodness, she's going to be here for the next 3 years. but actually, because we're doing Cat Sunday, but it was such a good reading, I really felt that we needed the whole context of that, so I'm just going to give a little bit of an overview here. It is Cap Sunday. We're doing Cap Sunday. So I want to just say, just really get us, and I hope that we do understand, that Cap is an example of Christians putting their faith into action. And one of the biggest issues we have in our nation is debt. This debt is a major issue. So it is important, can I say, that we get alongside each other. And you know, that is exactly what God did by coming as Jesus Christ to the earth. He got alongside us. We've been going through John, haven't we? And chapter 16, the chapter that's just read here, is actually in the middle of Jesus saying this. Is this going on and off? Shall I just pick up the... Yeah. Right, okay. Anyway, chapter 16 is actually in the middle of this incredible prayer that Jesus is doing. And if you notice, in 15, he'd pray to the disciple, he'd pray for the world. And actually in 17, he'll go on to pray for himself. But I'll leave that to Simon Vincent next week. This is kind of a break between the prayers. And Jesus is reminding us that we are empowered. We, God's people, are empowered to be movers and shakers. We are people who can make a difference in our community, in the lives of others, because of the good news and because of the Holy Spirit that lives in us. You see, CAP, the work we've been talking about, changes lives. The work that we are doing in gyms is changing lives. It's been incredible to watch that, because that helps us put the gospel into action. These things help us to put the gospel into action. Receiving Jesus changes lives. Being prayed for and encountering God changes lives. That's what this is all about. Those who struggle with debt, addiction, loss will sometimes feel like there is absolutely no way out. And actually, there is always a way out. And I don't know about you who have been reading the news the last day of the celebrity suicide, which was just heartbreaking. It just reminded me that there is always a way out. And doesn't it make you think about a society and how we need to be there for each other? We need to be there for each other. We need to make a difference. We need to be a place where people can come and be listened to. See, we are called to be Christians in action. If you need help, come and get help. Can I just say that now? Please come speak to any of us. Get help. Get listened to. Together we will cry together. I've seen that happening a lot in gyms recently. We will laugh together. I've seen that happening a lot as well. But we are united as one family of God. And we will always point you to the Saviour Jesus Christ. I will always point you to the Saviour Jesus Christ, because he is the answer. But let us be Christians in action. Jesus in chapter 16 is reminding us that all of this comes from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. See, real change happens when we encounter and trust God fully, every single part of God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Because those opening lines of chapter 16 may remind us that things, that it wasn't always maybe popular to share the message of Jesus. In fact, quite opposite from being popular. But we are to stand firm. And it's continued in John 15, actually. Sorry, it's a continuation of John 15, that particular message saying how awful it's going to be. Jesus said there to his disciples, you're going to be hated because you stand for the truth of me. Can you imagine how they felt at that moment? Do you know, one example of someone who thought by killing Christians he was doing right was Saul. Saul became St. Paul. To that proves to us, doesn't it, that our enemies can become our friends when Jesus gets hold of them. Never stop preaching the gospel to even those that hate you and showing them Jesus. Jesus tells us that we will have a hard time. Why does he tell us? Well, maybe so that we know it isn't a surprise. We're going to have a hard time, everyone. But only a living God can change a hard time into a time of opportunity, and that's what he does. Whatever happens, even in death, we rise. We have hope. We have an eternal home. Even in death, we have victory. There is no defeat for those that are in Jesus. We have victory even in death. Jesus warns us about this so that we are strong. It's going to be tough, but be strong. Whatever happens, be strong. And know that he is in the middle of it with you. And we, God's family, are in it together. You see, don't we, that Jesus tells his disciples he's going away. But he makes the point that they haven't actually asked him where he's going. I rather like that. I thought, isn't it a little bit strange that they didn't ask? Wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you be going, well, what are you talking about? I wondered, were they too afraid to ask? Or were they just concerned about his death and the effect it would have on them? Not quite understanding that without Jesus dying, there's no good news to tell. He had to die for good news to happen. Sometimes we have to go through hard stuff. But in this, Jesus gives us hope. One day we will have resurrection, eternal resurrection. One day we will have a testimony of joy of what God has done in our lives now. And sometimes we don't want to know the answer, do we? So we don't ask the question. But to get to the truth, Jesus encourages us to ask questions. Ask questions. You see, the disciples didn't understand that Jesus had to go in order for the power of the Spirit to be with us. That through the worst thing happening, Jesus dying, the best thing actually is achieved. The living God is alive. We are back in relationship with the living God forever because of death and resurrection. When we choose Jesus, the Spirit comes and convicts us that we need saving and leads us into that deeper knowledge of Jesus. And in verse 13, he is the Spirit of truth. And here, the word that is used in that, by the way, is he, and he is our guide, person of the Holy Spirit. We've been doing about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is part of God, is God. He, a person of the Holy Spirit. We can experience God in the Holy Spirit. We get to know Jesus. And through Jesus, we get to see the Father. But God will guide us through the Spirit. And in chapter 16, Jesus' death is also likened to the birth of a baby. Birth of a baby. There is pain, apparently, in childbirth. I don't know, because I've never been there, but I'm sure there is. But there is pain in childbirth. And there is joy at the same time. The joy Jesus brings us ultimately means the pain is forgotten. Joy is eternal. Pain is not. I can say that because in Revelation 21, it says, he will wipe away every tear from your eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. That is our future. That is our future. And when we pray and trust in Jesus' name, the Father hears us. But we must seek his presence and his will first, not our own. And that is through the Spirit living in each believer. Pray to be filled every day with the Holy Spirit, with God's power. Do you know, I believe Jesus answers our prayers. I think he always answers our prayers. I think the problem is sometimes the answer is not yet and no. And we don't want to hear that. But do you know what? I am so thankful for the prayers that God said no to for me. because sometimes I didn't get it right. So this is about asking for Jesus to take your life, to make it all it can be, handing your difficult situations over to God and letting the Spirit change you. See, the Spirit speaks to our hearts and gives us peace. And can I say, if you don't have peace about something, it's probably not right. The Holy Spirit is convicting you and talking to you, and you're spending time in His presence. It probably isn't right. So I just want to ask you, what is it today that you need to trust Jesus for? Do you need help with debt? Or how to just work your finances out? It's not all about debt. Get CAP to help. Is your situation difficult? Then get prayed for. Do you have a bad relationship? Well, ask Jesus to help you through it and get help. Is there little hope? Ask the Holy Spirit to give you joy in the storm. We are called to be in His presence first. And this is why Jesus came. That is why the Spirit came. It's so that more of us could know Him. And so we can be people used for His glory in the kingdom. So I want to ask you, what is God saying to you today? I want to encourage you to be filled with the Spirit. And to be a person who firstly knows the presence of God and then puts that into action. I call on you to be a person who knows that you can be helped. Because our God loves you. And because we are a family. So I'm going to ask the band to come up. I'm going to sing a song before they bring somebody else in camp, and just ask you, if you can stand, if you can, if you can't, it's fine. I'm just going to pray, prayer over you, and I'm going to ask for the Holy Spirit to fill you. There'll be people over here willing to pray with you. Don't forget, if you need more prayer today, get prayed for, whatever it is. And I'm going to just say, if you can just maybe think of those things you want to bring to God now. Lord Jesus, we pray the Holy Spirit will fill each one of us now with the power that we need, Lord. Whatever our situation, Lord, You are a God who wants to meet us. So Lord, come Holy Spirit now and meet us in our situation, Lord. Inspire us to get the help we need if we need it. Inspire us to ask the Lord Jesus to fill us to overflowing if we need more of Your power in our lives. And challenge us, Lord, to be people who seek You first and then put into action all that You put in our hearts. We thank You for CAP. We thank You for gyms. We thank You for opportunities, Lord, to change lives, Lord. And help us, Lord, to trust You with our lives now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Change us, renew us. Let us know, Lord, that whatever hard time we're in, we have the victory. You have the victory, Lord. In death, You have the victory. In life, You have the victory. Come, Lord Jesus.